Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and even the cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses using these marketing methods. This week, we are talking about how I am planning my content. I have told you that long tail phrases are more important than they ever have been because of the way that the search tools, whether they're AI or traditional Google search, are changing how answers are presented. Those search tools that are AI specific are taking up more and more real estate on the web. They are taking up traffic from other places, and they are not serving up answers in the way that they used to. If you are answering very specific questions that are location specific, there is a better chance of you being the answer when that AI search tool does its magic. And the citation to your website is absolute gold, folks. That traffic we convert at a very high level. That said, one of the things that is coming of age yet again, for lack of a better phrase, because YouTube has come of age many times, one of the things that it is coming of age now is as an alternative search engine. It's always been the number two search engine in the world, and it's becoming more important to Google's strategy. People are consuming video in record numbers. I had a conversation with my daughter the other day, who's 11, about whether it was better for her brain to read something or watch something. Brain science says that reading is much better for you, but these darn kids today are consuming more and more video. They all know how YouTube works. They all know how to find video on social media. TikTok has taken off for a reason. Instagram favors video a ton. These platforms love video because the younger generations love video. Even us olds that are in the Gen X age range, we watch a lot of video too. I consume YouTube. I remember when it was invented, I thought it was dumb. I have a premium subscription because that's how I consume a lot of things. I go looking for answers there. You need to make sure that when you are creating content, you need to think about how you can get that video on your website so that you can subsequently proliferate it around all the places on this thing we used to call the World Wide Web. Recording and producing video is one way to do it. Writing and leveraging AI tools to convert it is another way to do it. You can use a podcast format to do it, or you can pay someone to do it for you. Video allows for the deepest level of recycling. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago when I was telling you that if I was starting a website from scratch today, I would do it using a podcast format. It's exactly what I've done with Uncle Ron's Porch and Sprocket Ops. Using video beyond just the audio format allows you to push that podcast into even more places, and it allows you to recycle in all the other long form content arenas. You can create written works from it. You can create email newsletters from it. You can create social media posts. You can create short pieces for social media that entice people in. You can create shorts for YouTube, which have the same effect. You have to do everything with the thought of how can I use this as video. I hinted at this earlier this week. My wife is doing a lot of work for me right now. She's taking my written content, going to a tool that Google has called Notebook LM. That is taking my written content and the words and the tone that I use and converting that into video scripts. She's using AI Voices into Script, which is a tool I use all the time, to produce video that does not even have my face on it. It does not have my voice. What it does have is visuals, B-roll, images, logos, all things that transfer the ideas that are coming from that audio that was created using an AI voice so that you can understand. Whiteboard videos work well in this arena. Cartoon videos work well in this arena. But she's converting them into videos to get additional content on the website, number one. She's pushing it to YouTube, number two. And we're using other tools to get those into the social realm. Folks, that's how you can begin to get your knowledge and information everywhere. If you are looking at those long tail phrases, those deep questions that people have that they probably don't want to ask out loud, and you are getting them onto your website and you're doing it such that you can get the written version, you can get the video version, you can get the audio version, you can turn them into multiple things on social media that you can recycle over and over and over again, you will begin to be that knowledge hub for your products and services. Your expertise will shine no matter where someone looks. This is how you need to be planning your content to both be created and deployed over the next 12 months. There's some other things that we'll talk about that I'm learning right now. It's not ready for prime time because we need to hone in and refine what we're doing. But this is how we're planning all of our content for our online mechanisms. The volume of traffic on the web has just grown and grown and grown exponentially. AI is proliferating it everywhere. You have to figure out how you can take advantage of it and get in on the gravy train that is out there. People are looking for answers. They're looking for authentic people who have expertise in those subjects, and they need your help. Keep that in mind as you're doing your content creation, and then make sure that you have video that allows you to move it everywhere. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you are not on my email list, you need to get there. Go to bit.ly/porch, capitalize a P in porch. I will drop an email into your inbox tomorrow morning that will summarize everything we've talked about. I'll have a download to help you understand how to plan, and I'll give you a story to help you understand it all. I'll see you here next week on the porch.